My mother's kitchen. How loud it always was, the kitchen fan droning for hours while various dals and curries simmered on the stove. How quiet it must be now, my mother's taste so simple and her cooking only for one. In the week after my father's funeral, when relatives were no longer dropping by and my husband had taken our children back home, my mother served me a classic Kerala breakfast, puttum paravum payarum paparavum, for the first time in my life. She had made me putta many times before, rice flour and coconut steamed in a special cylindrical vessel and served with param, whole ripe banana. But for the first time she told me it was traditionally served with payaru, beans, and paparam, crispy and fried. These days, you can buy a putta maker in shiny stainless steel with an insulated handle for removing the tube and a proper fit between the tube and the base. Mom has one of these modern versions, unused in its box. When she made this meal for me, she used the aluminum putta maker she's had for something like 50 years. The seal between its two parts is made with cloth, wound around the bottom of the tube. When the water in the base has boiled and steam escapes from the tiny holes in the top, she uses a towel to protect her hand as she removes the hot tube and pushes the cylinder of putta onto my plate with the handle of a dinner knife. I mash a bit of banana with my fingers, press it into an edge of the crumbly putta, and lick my fingers after popping a morsel of the delicious sweetness of coconut, rice, and banana into my mouth. One day, when she asks if I want anything from her kitchen, I take an appam pan, medu vada maker, idli molds, and a contraption with different inserts for making various shapes of muruga. She rarely makes any of these foods anymore. I have no intention of preparing them. I like the shapes of these gadgets, the unique single function of each, and the particular memories each one holds. The old putta maker I leave behind on a basement shelf, ready for the next time I visit.